You're listening to the Grow Your Own Food Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you grow fresh fruit, vegetables, and even grains in your own backyard. In every episode, you'll get growing tips, recipe inspiration, and more. Ready to get growing? Then let's jump in. Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of the Grow Your Own Food Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Smith, and today I'm going to be talking to you about why you should be feeding your food. Unfortunately, soil does not have an inexhaustible supply of nutrients needed to power and grow your plants, so you're going to be needing to add some a few times throughout the year. I'm going to be going into why and how to do that in this episode. But first, a word from our sponsor. So just like us humans, plants need food. A lot of us think about plants as being able to create their own food, which they can, but they need energy, they need nutrients in order to create their own food, to create that sucrose, that simple sugar to live off of through photosynthesis. And the way that they get those nutrients, the way they get that food is through soil. Unfortunately, soil is not an inexhaustible source of nutrients for plants. I mean, it's not an inexhaustible source of anything, right? The soil has a finite amount of nutrients in it. And as you take those nutrients out, you have to put them back in to make the soil good for growing on a long-term basis. A lot of new growers don't realize this. They don't realize that they need to feed the soil with fertilizer on a regular basis throughout the growing season in order to keep their plants healthy. A lot of people will start a garden, whether it is in their backyard or they'll build raised beds and they'll dump dirt in there, and things will be great for like a year or two. They'll plant things that grow like crazy and they'll be really successful. And then their results will kind of start to decline and they'll have no clue as to why. They'll think it's the weather, or they'll think it's, watering. They haven't been watering enough or something like that. But if they haven't been fertilizing the soil, that's why. The soil has been exhausted of the nutrients in the past few years, giving up kind of everything it had to the plants, and nothing has been put back in. So if that's you and you started a garden a couple of years ago and it went really great, but now you're having all kinds of problems, that might be your problem. So I'm going to be talking about times you should be thinking about fertilizing, so how many times a year you should do it and when, and then what you should be fertilizing with. As far as times that you should be thinking about fertilizing, there are three big ones. The first one is between seasons, right? So most of us can't grow in the middle of winter, so kind of like November through February. That is when you should be thinking about fertilizing. After you kind of pull all the dead plants or the spent plants out of your garden in October or November, you'll want to put down fertilizer. And this gives the fertilizer time over the course of the next few months to kind of like break down and work its way into the soil and just set a really good growing bed of nutrients for the plants that you're going to transplant there in the spring. The second time of year that you're going to be wanting to thinking about fertilizing is when your plants start to flower. So whether it's tomatoes or, summer squash, winter squash, green beans, anything like that, fruit comes from flowers generally. So when your plants start to flower, that's a really good sign that they're about to start reproducing. And so they're going to need that extra energy to reproduce, to create fruit. The third and final time of year that you need to think about fertilizing is kind of in the middle of fruiting. So that plant uses up a lot of energy really fast when it's fruiting. And even though the fruit production has been really good up to now, if you want to sustain that fruit production, you're going to want to apply fertilizer again. How should you fertilize though? And what should you fertilize with? You have two different options. You have chemical fertilizers and you have organic fertilizers. So chemical fertilizers are like Miracle-Gro, right? So liquid plant food, and you can kind of like spray it onto the soil and it feeds the plant. The problem with chemical fertilizers is it's a lot like trying to live off of vitamins. You can't kind of just take a vitamin pill and expect to feel very good if that's all you're trying to live off of, right? Your body needs things like fiber, it needs protein, it needs sugars, carbohydrates, all that kind of thing. It needs more than just those vitamins and minerals that are in those vitamin pills. So you have to eat. And that's the same way with plants, right? So that's why I really, really believe in organic gardening, using organic matter only as fertilizer. And that organic fertilizer comes in the form of compost or composted manure. It's going to give the plants food that is much more, you know, holistic. It's much more balanced in terms of, yes, it provides the vitamins and nutrients that the plants need, but it also feeds the soil with a lot of other things that feed the things that are in the soil. So certain soil microbes or beneficial bacteria, things that partner up with your plant to help keep it healthy or help it produce better over the long term. So I really feel like compost is the best thing to be feeding plants with. And the way I do it is I buy organic compost. I compost at home, but doesn't quite give me the amount of compost that I need to keep my garden going throughout the year. So I do buy organic compost through my local garden center. And when it's time to fertilize between the seasons, I generally use a 40-pound bag of composted manure per bed. So I dump that whole 40-pound bag in my 4x8 bed and I rake it out even, and then I top it with mulch. During flowering and during fruiting, it's a little bit less than that. It's not a whole 40-pound bag per bed. It's usually a 40-pound bag through all 8 beds. So, you know, each bed gets about 5 pounds of organic compost or composted manure. And I will just kind of use a spade and I will just like dig a spadeful of compost out of that bag and kind of heap it around the base of the plant, because that's where the plant needs it. It doesn't need it on the leaves. It needs it available to soak down into the roots. So at flowering time, I will kind of scoop a couple of scoops of compost or composted manure at the base of each plant in each bed. And that's how I do it. And it works pretty well. It's like a slow release. As it rains, you know, those nutrients kind of start soaking down into the soil and the roots start to take them up. And then I just repeat the whole thing next year. So you need to be fertilizing every year, just like that. And it's going to keep your soil going. It's going to keep your plants going. And it's going to be, you know, feeding all those beneficial little things that live in the soil as well. So that's the story on feeding your food. I hope you learned something today. I hope you have a little bit more of a clue what to do when it comes to fertilizing your garden. And I hope you found it helpful. If you like this episode, please be sure to rate and review. And I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Grow Your Own Food podcast. Visit beeandbasil.com for helpful how-to articles, images, and recipes.